talking to driver Adrian Collins, who's got up in the last stride to beat the favourite aboard Top Western. What a great drive. Well done, mate.
Thanks very much, Peter. I appreciate that, mate.
Now, you've been... how long have you been driving now?
I've been driving for a bit over 6 months now. Helping Justin Campbell. And obviously tonight, Ben Yole's been a fantastic supporter of mine so far and gives me plenty of opportunities. It's just up to me to take them opportunities.
All right. Well, beautiful. Now, this is your second winner. Your first winner was...
It was Top Western as well.
Oh, so. That's right. Yeah, the same horse. So he's been good to you.
Got a great association with the horse. He certainly goes well for me and... I'm happy to drive him anytime.
Well, take us through the race tonight.
Came out of the gate pretty easily and found the top, and I was aware about the favourite was in really good form in Melbourne, and thought if being at 2500 metres we'd probably struggle to get the trip maybe if the speed was on, so I handed straight up to him and just got a card along, and things quickened up a bit more than planned mid-race, but yeah, I was able to just poke him away and get a really good trip in transit, and at the top of the straight he managed to find another leg, which was fantastic.
Well, he was very strong in the line, wasn't he, your horse?
Yeah, my word. And as I was saying, in actual fact, Ben Yole's done a fantastic job of the horse. He ran that trip out superbly in the finish, so yeah, it's a credit to him as well.
All right, well, you've been yearning to sort of become a rangeman for a number of years, and it took you a while to finally get around to, you know, going to the trials and getting a licence.
My word, Peter, as you know, a lot of years ago, I played a lot of football with New Norfolk and rode track work for Gary White back in my teenage years. A bit heavier now, of course.
In your smaller days.
Your smaller days, before I grew like a big gum tree.
Yep.
So just helping Justin Campbell, as I said, plenty, and sort of got the opportunity to, you know, have a few drives, and I thought it's now or never, so yeah, I thought I'd go ahead with it.
Well, racing's been virtually been in your blood and for a long, long time, since you were really young in short pants, and to actually get to the stage where you started to become a little bit proficient at this game, it must give you a lot of confidence when you can grind down an odds on favourite and have a tactical drive like that to win a race.
It certainly does, Peter, and I appreciate your words. And I mean, I'm only obviously a part-time driver. I work with the Doon Valley Council at the moment, so obviously I'd like to take the hobby a little bit further, as you do. So I'm just looking forward to more opportunities, and as I said, appreciative of the opportunities trainers are giving me at the moment.
All right. Well, I heard you chase the drives. You're on the phone a fair bit, sort of getting, you know, knowing who's going to be racing where, and that's a good thing.
Yes. As I said, I live with Corey Kingston, a jockey, many years ago, and sort of took a leaf out of his book, and you know, worst case scenario, they can only say no, Peter.
All right, look, well done, Adrian. Let's hope the winners just keep on coming for you, mate.
Thank you very much, Peter, for your time. Thanks.